This is the Texas Standard.
On April 3rd, 1952, this message broadcast from KHIT in Lampasas, about 70 miles northwest of Austin.
Shortly after 8 o'clock this morning, the aggressor military government took control of the city. In rapid order, city officials were arrested and taken to places of confinement. Lampasas, Texas, the community with a history as colorful as any storybook fable, today added another chapter.
The takeover was complete and quiet. The 5,000 or so Lampasans didn't resist as infantry crept into the city. The occupiers seized public property, media outlets, utilities, banks. Schools and churches would stay closed until teachers and clergy could be properly vetted. The entire court system was downsized to a single magistrate. Dissent could be punished by death. Much of the town assembled at the courthouse around midday. Someone produced a microphone and a soapbox, and Clyde Northington took them. Northington was the president of the school board, vice president of the People's National Bank, and Carol Wright's father.
He was one that spoke against the invasion. He was carted off by two MPs and taken to jail. Scared me to death.
Janie Potts remembers it the same way.
It was really quite frightening because it was too real. It was scary to think that it could be this way.
It could be this way. Because the occupation of Lampasas was a drill.
In Texas, staff officers plot an attack that will encircle aggressor forces. Tanks go into action in Operation Longhorn, the biggest war games ever held in the United States. 115,000 men are taking part, including troops of a specially trained, rapidly striking force impersonating an enemy.
The aggressor invaders were actually members of the very American 82nd Airborne Division. And Operation Longhorn was one in a series of massive exercises preparing for a possible Soviet invasion. The Army concocted this backstory that after World War II, a totalitarian state called Aggressor rose from Central Europe and attacked the United States. So by 1952, Aggressors already controlled Florida and New England. After dropping an atomic bomb on Corpus Christi, the assault on Texas began. Here's a message from an aggressor officer to the American people.
As long as there is an American army in existence, we will be at war with that army.
But Longhorn was the only exercise that simulated an occupation with real civilians. Brian Lynn is a professor of military history at Texas A&M University.
A lot of concern about Americans not standing up to communist pride watching and communist occupation of a town and how Americans would react.
So the military flooded Lampasas with propaganda. They played messages from aggressor officers.
Never again shall the political gangsters who have held the people of this great nation enslaved have the power of life and death.
From local leaders like Dan Nixon, the city manager.
All we can do under the circumstances is to passively resist until we are liberated by our own U.S. forces.
And from persuaders like aggressor Annie, who had broadcast a particular type of message to recruit Americans.
Hello, boys. We are not really enemies, but friends. So let's get together.
For some Lampasans, this whole thing wasn't much more than a passing curiosity. But for people like Carol Wright, it felt real and frightening. At this particular place and time, a nuclear strike or a foreign invasion felt possible.
They weren't supposed to do that in my hometown. We had fought a war. We were supposed to be through with that.
But the theater of the occupation was just one aspect of the operation. For a couple of weeks, war games pitted the 82nd Airborne against three other divisions out in the countryside. Travis Herring's father helped the military secure a plot about the size of Delaware for the exercises, but many of the ranchers paid an unexpected price.
There was lots of them that was upset, you know, because he was signed, getting their signatures that they could come in, and then they'd just run over gates and fences, some of them, you know, not all of them, but tore up stuff.
Wayne Boltinghouse is now the Lampasas County Judge. Most mornings, he had a front row seat to tanks, planes, and troops passing by his house.
after it all kind of settled down, most folks were glad it was over and out of the community.
So glad, in fact, that they never wanted it to happen again. The plan was to stage another exercise in Central Texas a few years later, but Operation Longhorn left such a bad taste in the mouths of locals that the Army couldn't secure enough land to pull it off. They went to Louisiana instead, and Lampasas was liberated once and for all. I'm Michael Marks for the Texas Standard.